Welcome to the Cool English Podcast, where I bring you English vocab, culture, pronunciation, and much more.
Hello, I'm John, your host and the creator of Cool English. Whether you're learning or teaching English, join us for a fun and informative journey. Every week, we cover a range of topics to help students and teachers of all ages. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this week's episode.
Hello. Today we'll be talking about demonstratives, or this, that, these, and those. These are tricky words that we use quite a bit, so let's get started. First off, what are demonstratives? They're words that we use to point out specific people or things. They help show if things are close or far away, and if they are singular or plural. So we tend to say if things are close to us, or, you know, near us, we can touch them. This, the singular version, and these. So imagine there's a cat close to me. I'd say, this cat. And if there's a cat farther away from me, I'd say, that cat. We do the same thing with plural. We say, these cats, if there are cats near us. And those cats, if they're farther away from us. So we have this, and these are close, and that and those are far. I tend to say, if you can touch it or you're touching it really, we say this and these. If you're not touching it, we say that and those, even if it's not that far away. So if I'm in a store and something's, you know, right behind the clerk, I might say, excuse me, how much is that shirt? But if something is very close to me, I can touch it, I say, excuse me, how much is this? The other thing we do is we kind of use these in two ways. We have demonstrative adjectives, which describes or modifies the noun, and we have demonstrative pronouns, which identifies someone or something and replaces the noun. If we don't know the name of the thing, we say, hey, this chair is broken. But if we already know what we're talking about, we could say, this is broken. I might say, that house is for sale. So the demonstrative that is modifying the house. I say, that house is for sale. But I could also say something like, that is John's house. So that is taking the place of house. I might say, these pens are expensive. But if they're in my hand, everybody knows what we're talking about. I could say, wow, these are expensive, and take away the pens. We could say, those deer are sleeping. Or I might just point and say, hey, those are wild deer. So we use in both ways, as the demonstrative adjective modifying the noun, or as a demonstrative pronoun just replacing the noun. A little more advanced use of the demonstratives is with time. And we talk about this and these referring to time periods that are current or recent. This is for singular times, like this morning or this month, while these is for plural times, like these days or these past few weeks, while that and those point to times that are farther away in the past or future, not closely connected to the present. That is for singular, so that day I met you, or that year, and those is for plural. Those were the days. Those months were difficult. So it's a little bit more advanced to use it in the time, but it's quite common. And it's quite common remembering past events. You say, oh, I remember that year we went to Paris. Or when you talk about present times, like, man, these days I haven't been feeling good. Or this is the best day of my life. So we reference time with these demonstratives. One thing I recommend practicing is flipping between the singular and the plural. So if you said this bed, like what would be the plural form of that? Well, it would be these beds, right? Because this is close to us and these is close to us. Or I might say, for example, those bears. And then you would have to think, what is the singular version of that? And it would be, well, that bear. So going back and forth between the singular and the plural is nice. Also, just understanding that we can, if we don't know the name of something, point to it and say, excuse me, how much is that? Or what is that? Or how much is this? Or what is this? And we don't know what the name of that is. So demonstratives are quite useful. I recommend practicing them. There's a lot of extra practice on coolenglish.net in the demonstratives activity with interactive reviews, video clip games, correcting mistakes, and time phrases. Thanks a lot for listening, and tune in next week for more on the Cool English Podcast. Have a great week.
Do you want to learn English?
Cool English.
Do you want to learn
Cool English?
Cool English, dude. English.